could not deny that. But Paratina Nirmalam, the purity depends on our attitude of sacrifice for Him. Tatparatina, how much I am doing for Him, the purity is there. And also called Sanghi Shakti Kalog Yugi, and especially in this Iron Age, the organized attempt is more forceful. So we have, our Guru Maharaj has attempted this organized attempt much, etc. I not only in Gaudiya Math, but Shankar, Ramakrishna, and Buddha Math in India, so many maths are already made there. And we have also done. Hari Gaur. So, today we retire here. Admiyari. Samsara Dukkha Yamadhu. The ocean of misery in this world, I am fallen. Samsara Dukkha Yamadhu Patitas. Kamo Krodha Nakkarmakaro Ikavodhi Kutasya. And they come the last, then the anger, and such shark and the crocodiles, they have come to devour me. I am helplessly fallen in an ocean of misery, worldliness, and the internal enemies like lust, and anger, greed, all these has come like shark and crocodile. Makarai kabodi kutasya, they have come to devour me. They are coming. Dudvasana nigaritasya, and evil mental aspiration has tied me down. Nigarita mane, just as a madman or a culprit is put under chain. So, dudbhasana, the evil propensity has bound down me in the chain, enchained by them. Bhāsana kamudhikitasya dudbhāsana nigaritasya nirāsvayasya, and no shelter I find anywhere. Such helpless is my condition. Fallen in the ocean of misery, world misery, then those internal enemies has come threatening to devour me, and the bondage of evil motives within me, and no shelter I find, no hope, no bright hope. Who will protect me in such hopeless condition? Who will rescue me? Nirasa Chaitanya Chanda Mudehi Padavalambam. Oh, my Lord Chaitanya, you extend your holy feet as my shelter. I shall take my shelter in your holy feet. I am so helpless, so helpless. Gold, hurry, gold, hurry, gold, hurry, gold. Yeah, gold, hurry. Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Sundara. Gauranga Sundara. Tavad Brahma Katha Vimukti Vasati. Tavanna Tikti Bhavet. Tavad Chapi Vishin Kalatramati. No Lupa Vedasthiti. Tavat chastra vidang mithak kalakalu nana bahe vartasu si jaitanna padambu yappriya jano javanna dhikhu jaro tavat vannu katha. So long one may indulge in discussion of the abstract prime cause. That unaccountable, ununderstandable conscious ocean is there, and we must merge there. Then all the misery in the life will come to an end. We shall merge into the abstract conception of the prime cause, consciousness. Tāvad Brahma Kata, Vimukti Padavī. And that is the highest conception of our liberated life. Rāvanna Tikti Bhavīt. It does not seem to be bitter so long to a person. Tāvad Brahma Kata, Vimukti Padavī, Tāvanna Tikti Bhavīt. Tāvat chāpi viśrīṅkhalatmārti no lūka vīdhasthiti. Viśrīṅkhalatmārti no lūka vīdhasthiti. Lūka-sthiti, vīdhasthiti. So long one is disturbed by the different interpretation of the revealed scriptures and also different faith fostered by the different society. Puzzling, perplexing proposals in the name of religion coming to bewilder him, to puzzle him so long. Tāvat chāstra vidāṁ mithak kalakalu nāna bhuhid bhattasu. And so long also, those scholars in this revealed scriptures, they began to chatter in meaningless arguments and differ from one another, and go on quarreling. No conclusion. Different conclusion drawn from different scriptures, and they began to quarrel. And no conclusion. Sri Chaitanya Padambu Yappriya Jano Yavanna Dekho Chara. These may continue so long, but whenever a real follower of the service of Sri Chaitanya Dev comes to our connection, we come in the connection of a bona fide follower of Sri Chaitanya, everything comes to end. No, no, this is the thing I was searching for. Searching for, this is the thing. I don't like different interpretations from the different schools. I don't like that Brahma Samadhi to be one with that unconscious ocean of knowledge. And I don't go to hear the different sort of interpretations to puzzle our mind. This is the Ved says this, some say karma, some yoga, some jnana, some this, that. I don't like to be entangled in this jungle of different interpretations. What I have seen in the follower of Sri Chaitanya Dev, that is my destination, goal of life, I have got. Nishkincha. What is that? That Lord, the Lord is love. This appeals to me most. The Lord is love. I want to connect my faith with this party. The Lord is love, full of love, mercy. I want this interpretation of the revealed scriptures. No other things. Contact. Go, straight. Simple and straight. We are all hankering for affection, for love. Adoration. We want to Vrindavan, simple life, simple and dignified, and the sacrifice and love, the model, the idea of Vrindavan life. Vrindavan. Arajdhu Bhagavad Vyeshatamaya, the son of the king of the cow, son of the cow king in the forest. Cow king. Rakhal Raja, cow king. Living in the forest, and whose property is cow. Arajdhu Bhagavan Vyeshatamaya. Taddhama Vrindavan, the charming forest of Vrindavan. Ramyakaji Dupasanava. And the very charming process of adoration, of worshipping of the Lord has been discovered by the damsels of the Vraja. Very charming process. Worship. That touches our heart. Heart-touching process of worshipping with the heart, not by brain. We are too much disgusted with brain. Heart-to-heart appeal, that seems to be very preferable. Intellect has deceived us, ultimate intellect. Jnani prayasamudapasya. We are not going to believe our intellect. Every second a new invention, puzzling, no end. We shall take to our heart. Heart. We shall make our heart as guide. Satisfaction, inner satisfaction. Ask him to select our future. The choice. Our prospect. Heart. And that is found there in Vrindavan. The plea of heart. Heart is everything there. Transaction of heart to heart, friend, friendly transaction, dependence, not also the suspicious and the checking with the intellect, no end, no end. Presupposes that the intellect presupposes suspicion. Always suspicion. We are tired of that. To follow the intellect. Tired. But hardy transaction. And they are not very intellectual giants. Ordinary, and always eager to offer, sincere offering. So much pure and sincere offering, none venture to come and accept that offering but Krishna. The pure heart, hearty offering. Nahi kalyan kit kaschit durgati dhatu bachati. The internal sincerity, purity, the genuineness of sacrificing tendency is so bright, so pure, so holy, none ventures to approach and accept. But the Lord Himself, Lord of Heart, who has His claim over all hearts, He comes to accept, to capture. I am the owner of all the hearts of you. I have come to capture. Gaudhari, Gaudhari, Gaudhari. Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari. Ruchi, not yukti. Not argument, but sincere inclination what is necessary. Desire, then have. Learn to have what is to have. Learn and not by intellect. Heart to heart. By the inference of the heart. The heart will learn. Heart's language is another, which is independent of intellect. Heart's language. Ruchi. Another word. Bhakta samyataya bhakta. Bhakta. heart can help heart. No intellect can help heart. Sympathy, love, and sacrifice. That is the highest qualification there. Bhakta samjataya. Bhakti, devotion, divinity, dedication. Divine dealing. To forgive is divine. To err is human, but to forgive is divine. One who can forgive, one who is in a position to forgive, he must have such supreme position. Then he can forgive. The plane of forgiveness must hold the most superior position. He can accommodate and adjust for others' defects or imperfection. Who can render perfection to imperfection, he can forgive, he can show mercy. He is in a position to supply the want in imperfection. So naturally that flame of devotion is supreme, holding supreme position, the mercy. Must hold supreme position, can compensate. Compensate for every fallibility, defect, want, misdeed. So how perfect plain that should be. The mercy, the love, divine. We must have that, or we don't want anything, we shall die to live. Have do or die. Either live or finish you. With so much determination and desperate tendency, we shall approach towards death of this material life, to end all well that ends well. All well that ends well, we want that well, which ends well. And to sacrifice everything, that is the same thing, die to live, risk everything, all. Such a life is there. Such life is possible. The life of love. Life is not, love is not enjoyment. Enjoyment is a servant, maybe, may come indirectly. Indirectly, once Daruka, the chariot of Krishna, he has come to fan Krishna in some summer season. He is fanning, Daruka is fanning. At that time, he thinks how fortunate I am. I have got the chance of fanning my Lord of my heart. I am fanning him. How fortunate position I have fulfilled. And being conscious of his own fortunate position, something like the tear skin and something like mental paralysis, and the fan slipped from the hand. How fortunate I am in this way, that attention absorbed his movement and the fan slipped down. Then he shuddered. What is this? What is this? What is this sentiment that is my enemy? It is coming to disturb my service. That I am so happy. I am going to be conscious of my fortune. I am so happy, so good. And I am going to fill my position, fortunate position, and the surfacing will disturb. So the enjoyment, undermine enjoyment, enjoying speech is discouraging. I won't concentrate to think that he is fortunate. He has got the service of the Lord. He is blaming himself. It is disturbing my service. So service. Always making income. And not to see the cash. Look at the cash, how much I must. Go on earning. And don't try to satisfy yourself that so much cash has been enough. Never that. No power. Service. Go on earning. Don't stop to consider that how much you have collected. These things. For he is no end, infinite. The campaign is infinite. Go on, earning, accumulating. Go on, serving. Serving. Opposite things. As much as one will advance so much, he will feel that he is unfit to serve. He is not able to do justice to the position. He is unfit. So much duty, chance in my front, and I am not able to avail of this. That will be the nature of the progress, because it is infinite, no satisfaction. For this thing, I can't do anything. So much to be done. I am not able to do. That is the nature. That is the nature. I can't do. I got the chance, but I am the most unfortunate. I can't take the advantage, the opportunity. I can't even utilize this hankering. Hankering, hunger will increase and more. That we see with the one has said, what is love? One lady asking her friend, what is love? Is it only tears? It is only sighing, only tears of the eye. My friend, is it love? Love means tears of the eye and sighing and disappointment. And always hankering, thinking that I am helpless. Is this the sign of love, my dear friend? The crying, eternal crying. Is this the sign of love? What is this? The externality is such unsatisfaction. Eternal dissatisfaction, but can't live so sweet. Our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest things. The sad experience, I am hopeless. As much as I go, I find more and more to be done. More and more to be done yet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Some explanation why separation is sweeter than union. Why separation is sweeter? Is there some explanation?
I can't follow that.
He is asking why. What is the explanation for the reason that separation provides a higher taste than union? The separation of, for example, Radha and Krishna has a higher...
Everywhere. The line is that sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest things. The basis is that thought. It can attract us most, and also when in the absence of a thing, we cannot forget it, but we suffer more. That shows how much affinity, what is the degree, the intensity of my love towards that. A test, just as Kunti Devi asking that give me dangerous position, don't keep me in comfort. Why? In comfort, in the time of comfort also, she may think, meditate about Krishna, she may recollect about Krishna, but she feels that the depth is not so much intense at that time. When in danger, then the recollection becomes more intense and real. That is one thing. Another, I forgot the thing. Pralambha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told once I was a newcomer in the mutt at that time and posted in Kurukshetra mutt, and the Prabhupada wanted to arrange an exhibition of the pastimes of the of Krishna, Dwarakadhish, and also the Gopi of Vrindavan in Kurukshetra on account of solar eclipse ceremony. That time Prabhupada told that shallow thinking people, they like Vrindavan. They like Vrindavan. But the real sadhvijas, they prefer Kurukshetra. But the first time I heard that Vrindavan, always Prabhupada used to say that Vrindavan is the highest place of the Gaudiya Vaishnava cult. And now suddenly he says that all the hollow persons, they are satisfied with Vrindavan, but the real seeker after love divine, they like Kurukshetra. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, after traveling through the different places of the holy places in connection with Krishna, he told that I shall construct a heart in Kurukshetra near Brahmakunda, and the past and the last days of my life I shall pass there, because the Krishna is there, Radharani and the gopis are there, very near, but they can't meet together. Both the parties are not getting their desired satisfaction, but they are face to face. This time the attraction, the mutual attraction, reached the highest altitude. The parties are there, but they can't come in union, desired union, hankering for one another, for embrace, for union, is in the highest peak. At that time, he told, the service of both the parties will be most valuable. The need is, when there is thirst, the value of water depends on the necessity. So the both the parties thinking themselves helpless, very much pained. And the servitors, they have got the greatest opportunity of serving their master there. The need, according to the need, the valuation increases.